Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. I want to talk with Patrick Kilcoyne. He's in studio with us here today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Patrick is the owner, operator of a business called Barnwood Creations out of Adair. And I want to talk a little bit about his exploits. Graduate of Adair Casey High School. You joined the military out of high school and had an opportunity to, see the world probably sooner than you thought.
Yes, I traveled to many different countries around the world, some better than others, but it was a very good time in my life to see the different parts of the world and kind of give you an eye-opener what's actually out there and have appreciation of what we actually have here in the United States.
Absolutely. Military service, something you'd considered for a long time?
Yes. I joined the Iowa National Guard out of high school at 17 years old. Did the regular training up until 20 years old, and I got the call, we call it, for deployment. And at 21 years old, as a E5 sergeant in Iowa National Guard, I deployed and went to a hostile land of Afghanistan. I spent a year in country and lost a man during the process, and I came home and lived my life working a 9-to-5 job, and my specialty back then was security. I entered the military as a infantry soldier, and that's kind of way my life entailed back then. And I went to college, and nothing really sparked my eye to what to do for a lifestyle, and just kind of worked here and there. And I kind of started my own business in 2007 and doing carpentry and stuff like that. And I just couldn't get the work that I really needed to really start a business. And the economy was kind of slow. And 2010, I got a call again to go back overseas to Afghanistan for the second time. And I spent 9 months in country there, and the rest was train-up time. And I came home in the later part of 2011, and my time was done after 12 years. I decided that I couldn't slow down and raise a family, so I decided to ETS out, as we call it, and I chose Atlantic, Iowa to reside in and slow down and have a family. And times were rough coming home after the second tour, and I couldn't decide what I was going to do for a lifestyle. So I got a job here in Atlantic. And after graduating high school at 18 years old, before my first deployment, I got a job for $11 an hour. I come back almost 10 years later, after the second tour, almost 30 years old, and again, my pay is $11 an hour. And that sounds kind of off, that $11 an hour can't support you, but in today's economy, it just doesn't seem like it after the high bills and fuel and everything. So I strive to do better. So I went back to doing contracting and did some bathroom and kitchen remodels in Des Moines, Iowa, and driving back and forth, I just couldn't. I was able to pay my bills, but I was deciding what to do, and I got really, really slow, and I couldn't make ends meet. So I saw an ad in the paper for Corning, Iowa, that somebody wanted their barn taken down. So I went down and looked at it, and I took pictures, and I thought, well, how hard can it be? And I kind of did some searching around, see what lumber was worth, if I could build stuff out of it or what I could do with it. And I found a gentleman out in Omaha, Nebraska that would buy the wood. And I started out with a F-250 pickup and an enclosed trailer. And in over 3 weeks, I took down my first barn. And everything was done by hand. I had skin torn off my fingers, even with gloves on it, and I thought, wow, that was a lot of work. So after that, the gentleman out in Omaha asked me, what are you doing next? And I said, well, I really don't know. So he asked me if I could work for him. And after time, I did for about 6 months, and driving back and forth to Omaha was not very pleasing to me every single day. And I helped him kind of get his business started in the crafty side of building crafts out of the barnwood. And I just wasn't making enough. I could barely pay my AMU bill here in Atlantic. And I thought, well, maybe I'll go back to taking down barns. So I, in the dead of the winter in 2012, I started sifting through snow and ice. And I took lumber out of a barn just north of Brayton, and I found I advertised it on Craigslist, and I sold the lumber to a guy out in Oskaloosa, and he put it in his porch area, and it really turned out beautiful. For something that was falling down, and somebody honestly would have said, just burn it. Mm-hmm. I saved it, and it turned out to be something really beautiful.
It's always amazing to talk to entrepreneurs, because sometimes they just literally didn't necessarily have an idea. The idea just hit them in the face, and in your case, it kind of sounds like it did. One day, you happen to read an advertisement about somebody needing a barn torn down. What the hey, I'll give it a try. And now it turns into something that's become a business where there's such demand. You were telling me earlier, you're booked up now for a couple of years?
Yes, I have got quite the schedule that I can't keep up with them. What I do is offer a free service to the homeowner or farmer, and I take down the entire structure and save as much wood as I possibly can, and I haul everything off and clean everything up for the farmer. And there's not very many salvagers out there that can do that. I feel that it's more honest that instead of charging several thousand dollars per structure to take it down and then make money on the backside of it, I'd rather be more honest about it and do a honest-based business.
You find some interesting stuff out there, though, don't you? I know you're working on a project down around Shenandoah right now that's a barn that's been around for a lot longer than the rest of us.
Yes, it's aged at over 140 years old. The barn had been standing for such a long time, and they tried to save it. The high school, for many years, they tried to go in and do projects to try to nail some boards back together. And for the longest time, they saw the roof go, and they tried to find ways to save it. And they even went and had a proposal from the Iowa Barn Foundation, and they would have gotten a grant for $30,000 to save the barn, but they would have had to raise the rest of the money, and that would have been over $100,000. And they just couldn't do that as a town. And instead of watching it fall and create such a liability of falling down on somebody, they kind of searched around, and finally they found me that would come in and take the barn down and erect it. And the really surprising and wonderful thing about the Shenandoah barn, it is actually going up into Des Moines, Iowa's new restaurant in Clive area. It's called Wobbly Boots Roadhouse Barbecue. And the area of Shenandoah can go back up to Des Moines and have a nice barbecue meal and enjoy the barn and let it live on.
It's always sad to see some of those treasures disappear, but if we didn't do it by hand, time was going to do it anyway. And it's this way, everything, you know, you get an opportunity to repurpose so many of those things. Has it surprised you, the number of people, the kind of market there is out there for repurposing something like that?
Yes, I'm very surprised as far as I didn't know what I was getting into when I started this. There's more reclaimed and upcycle ideas out there as far as crafty side and or home remodeling. People nowadays are putting in barnwood walls just to get the rustic home-style feel that you don't get in today's $100,000 to $1 million homes. I've sold wood to many different people around the Midwest that it goes and into their homes and businesses, and people get to enjoy it. And there's no way to remake that type of look.
Is there anything you won't repurpose out of these barns that you take down or can't?
No, the only thing I can't save is obviously wood shake shingles or asphalt shingles, which I have to deal with them in a certain manner to haul them off. But I repurpose pretty much 98% of the barns.
Glass if it's there?
Yes.
Wood?
Windows. People will... I use them in my small business of crafts, and I have a small little vendor store in Anita, Iowa called Farmhouse Collectibles. Kendra Sorum started the place, and I have a little spot there that I rent out, and people come and can look at my crafts and buy them and put them in their home as well.
Is it difficult sometimes dealing with the old world craftsmanship that you run into? Because, boy, those things were built to withstand time, obviously.
Yes. After 140 years, you wouldn't think that their legs would be broken out from underneath them. But they are still standing strong. And it's amazing how the type of craftsmanship they used to have back then with mortise and tenon joints. Everything was hand-carved, and not a nail was put in these joints that carpenters today would think, how is that holding together? The old-style carpentry is just really amazing to see how a barn is actually still standing.
Well, and standing they are until you get there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work. Do you get an audience once in a while when you're tearing these down?
Yes, I do. As the barn was coming down in Shenandoah, there was about 10 or 15 different cars at a distance watching the barn come down. I hate to say that I don't like taking them down, but I'd rather be the person to recycle them and reclaim the lumber and let it live on instead of just taking it down by a bulldozer. And that's what I'm really here for, is to keep the barnwood alive and let it, like I say, live on.
Absolutely. Well, live on in different forms and different pieces that folks can relish and enjoy for many years to come, whether it be in a home or perhaps a barbecue joint. You just never know.
Yep.
Never know. Well, appreciate you coming in, Patrick Kilcoyne. Thanks for joining us this morning from Barnwood Creations. As I said, it's amazing. You never know where the next great entrepreneurial idea will come from and how it strikes you. But lucky thing you found that article, huh?
It is.
Absolutely. Well, continued success.
Thank you very much.